but she still ain't calling. I left my cell, my pager, and my home phone at the bottom. I sent 2 letters back in autumn, you must not have got them. There probably was a problem in the post office or something. Sometimes I scribble addresses too sloppy when I jot them. But anyways, what's been up, and how's your daughter? My girlfriend's pregnant too, I'm about to be a father. If I have a daughter, guess what I'ma call her? I'ma name her Bonnie. I read about your Uncle Ronnie too, I'm sorry. I had a friend who beat himself over some bitch who didn't want him. I know you probably hear this every day, but I'm your biggest fan. I even got the underground shit that you did with Scam. I got a room full of your posters and your pictures, man. I like the shit you did with Rocket too, that shit was fat. Anyways, I hope you get this, man. Hit me back, just a chat. Who's yours, the biggest fan, this is Sam. A chance. I ain't mad, I just think it's up you don't answer fans. If you didn't want to talk to me outside the concert, you didn't have to. But you could have signed an autograph for Matthew. That's my little brother, man, he's only 6 years old. We waited in the blistering cold for you 4 hours and you just said no. That's pretty shitty, man, you're like an idol. He wants to be just like you, man, he likes you more than I do. I ain't that mad, though, I just don't like being lied to. Remember when we met in Denver? You said if I write you, you would write back. See, I'm just like you in a way. I never knew my father neither. He used to always cheat on my mom and beat her. I can relate to what you're saying in your songs. So when I have a shitty day, I drift away and put them on. Cause I don't really got shit else, so that shit helps when I'm depressed. I even got a tattoo with your name across the desk. Sometimes I even shoot myself to see how much it bleeds. It's like adrenaline, the pain is such a sudden rush for me. See, everything you say is real, and I respect you cause you tell it. My girlfriend's jealous cause I talk about you 24-7. But she don't know you like I know you, Slim. No one does. She don't know what it was like for people like us growing up. You gotta call me, man. I'll be the biggest fan you'll ever lose. Sincerely yours, Dan. P.S. We should be together too.
Don't think I did that shit intentionally, just to diss you.
But what's the shit you said about just like the uterus too? I say that shit just clowning, dog. Come on, how can you fit you? You got some issues, Dad. I think you need some counseling to help your ass from bouncing off the walls when you get down some. And what's the shit about us meant to be together? That type of shit'll make me not want us to meet each other. I really think you and your girlfriend need each other. But maybe you just need to treat her better. I hope you get to read this letter. I just hope you read this doing fine before you hurt yourself. I think that you'll be doing just fine if you relax a little. I'm glad I inspired you, but Dan, why are you so mad? Try to understand that I do want you as a fan. I just don't want you to do some crazy shit. I think this one shit on the news a couple weeks ago that made me sick. Some dude was drunk and drove his car over a bridge and had his girlfriend. She was pregnant with his kid, and in the car they found a tape, but they didn't say who it was to. Come to think about it, his name was you. Damn.